Welcome back to the BQ Daily Show, where I document the day-to-day of personal growth, building discipline, raising the standard, building a business from the ground up, and sharing my perspective on all of it as I go. I've committed to doing one of these every single day up until episode 7305, which will be the 20-year anniversary of the show. My goal with all of this is to showcase the day-to-day of a man who desires more out of life, who refuses to quit. And it is my hope that through documenting the journey, it will inspire, help, guide, or serve as proof for anyone looking to get more out of life as well. If I can do it, so can you. You just have to start. There's a lot of social norms out there in the world, and a lot of people just blindly accept that they need to do that thing. And that thing could be save for retirement. That thing could be learn about or keep up with or watch certain episodes or TV series or celebrities or whatever. A lot of people know a lot about specific rappers or music groups, movie stars. Not a lot of people know about authors and famous philosophers or mathematicians. You know, it's interesting. So there's a lot of social norms out there. And I've been thinking a lot about what that even it means. Because if a social norm means, you know, obviously it's normal. It's what society practices, I would say daily. It's normal. It's average. It's expected. That's for the average person who wants to live the average life. And I don't mean averages in terms of, I guess, success, but everybody typically goes and works a 9-to-5. They come home, spend time with their friends, family, whatever, kids. They watch some movies, hang out, have fun. Maybe on the weekends they go party. That's fine. That's the social norm. And because that's the social norm, there's a lot of things that are kind of preached on us, like save for retirement, find a job that gets benefits, find a stable job, don't take risks, play it safe. There's a lot of things like that that are social norms that are passed down. And those are for those people trying to live that type of life. And there's nothing wrong with that. End of statement. But for somebody who's trying to live a different life, there's a lot of those social norms that don't apply in the same way. And I was thinking about that at the gym today. If those social norms don't apply to certain... So if somebody has a lot of ambition and they don't see themselves in the same position in life 20 years down the road as somebody who'd be following a more traditional path, I think it's important to realize that that person, whoever they may be, is living a different life on a different path and therefore has a different set of standards and rules and guidelines or whatever that they need to follow in order to reach that point in their life, which might not be the social norms that are passed down, which is very taboo to talk about. Because, for example, if I'm not going to save for retirement because I know I'm going to be a multimillionaire by the time I'm 60, the whole notion that I need to start saving now, I need to start investing, the whole I need to put pennies away now so I can, it'll compound, that whole notion kind of goes out the window for that thing. And that got me thinking, okay, well, what else? And I was going through just multiple areas of life and just trying to sift through all the different possibilities, the different things that we're taught. It's like, why are we taught those things, you know? And I get it, because not everybody's trying to have, you know, 20 million in the bank by the time they're 30 and have a unbalanced quote-unquote life. Not everybody's trying to do that. Most people just want to work a job, come home, see their kids, family, spend time with them, watch a movie, whatever. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's never will be anything wrong with that. But it got me thinking of questions, you know? Why? So you should do insert something here. Why should I, for who, for what reason, with what intent? You know, it just got me thinking about these things. Like you should have balance. Well, why? Why is that important? And probably the most common answer is like, you need balance so you don't get burnt out and you want to have a good, well-rounded life. Are you doing this? It's like, okay, well, what if I don't want that? Right? What if I don't want a well-rounded life? What if I'm not seeking that? So then what? And honestly, I just talk to myself in my head. You know, I just play devil's advocate to myself and try to think critically about a lot of shit. I do a lot of thinking. I'll just zone out. And it's been great. I try to spend as little amount of time on my phone as possible, even at work, even while I'm at FedEx. Well, obviously, FedEx, I'm driving. But even when I'm washing trucks, sometimes I'll just kind of sit in silence, and I think it's very good for people to do that. you don't have to always be engaged in something. You don't always have to distract yourself. I think it's a weakness to not be able to do that. I think it's a weakness to not be able to sit in a room with your thoughts and be okay with it. I think it is crazy that I don't want to say we as a society, but it's, I don't know, see it all the time. People can't even stand in line without being on their phone if they're alone, you know. People sit alone waiting in a waiting room, can't not be on their phone. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's more so the fact that we're neglecting the, I guess, visitation, if you will, with our own minds. You know, how often do we check in with ourselves? You know, how often do we have a moment with ourselves to think about how we feel or what we want? We're on social media a lot. We see a lot of things perpetuated through the media. We see a lot of things that we should do or we should be or should strive for. And it's like, why? Why should we? For who? For what reason? With what intent? Under what circumstances does this benefit me? You know, are you a cookie cutter plan? Are you trying to do something else? And it's fine if you want just a normal life. There's nothing wrong with that. And I will always say that. You do you. But for people who desire more in life, there's a lot of rules or guidelines of society and the social norms that don't apply to those people. And while I don't have any specific examples, it was more so the questioning and the, I guess, the depth of the thoughts that I was having, or the length of the questioning. See, that's a good book title, guys. Size Matters. Jesus, it's a good one. It was like the length of questioning that I was putting myself through. And I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers. I don't think I do anyway. But it's fun to challenge myself to think about things in a different light. Whenever I come across somebody who answers a question in a way that I didn't even think of, it makes me stop and think about how they came to that answer. So there's this game that we play, and I'm sure some of you listening have played it before, but you sit across from somebody and you both say a random word. So let's say I say desk and the other person says flag. So we both say desk, they say flag, whatever. The next word that you say has to be, so it's teamwork, it's silent teamwork. You try to say a word that you think the other person will say based on those two words. So desk and flag, what do those two have in common? You could say school because schools have flags. There's a desk at school. So you might say school. So if I say school and the next person says military, I don't know. Then you could be like, military, school, okay. What do those have in common? And then you say the next word. And maybe they say army, and you say enlistment or something. And it's like, okay, we're getting closer. So, and I was playing that game with some coworkers, and they were giving some answers, and they were not anything close to what I thought, and vice versa. There's no right or wrong here. And I would think about how they got to that word. And changing the way that I was thinking to try to figure out how they were thinking kind of opened up a whole new perspective. And it's tiny, it's microscopic when we're talking about stupid shit that doesn't matter. But it's the whole mental exercise of doing that, to open your mind to another possibility or a realm of, I don't know, opportunity. I just said that. But I find that very fun, I guess, to do. Because if I can do that for free and learn for free at work and get paid to do so, why wouldn't I do that? But I wouldn't be able to do that if I was on my phone. I wouldn't be able to do that if I was kind of dicking off or not trying to, you know. And I just think that's such a weakness that we have, that we've developed in society, in not being able to be present with just ourselves, not being able to check in with just ourselves. Like, we're always on our phones trying to watch some video or whatever. And you know, I do that a lot too. I like to learn a lot of shit. So there's a lot of YouTube. There's a lot of reading done on my phone. And, you know, to each their own. You do whatever makes you happy. But I just think it's crazy that we're just unable to do that, you know? I mean, everybody's screen time, I would imagine, is probably like 10 hours a day. Because I thought mine was fine. I thought I was all right. But I started tracking that shit, and I was like 8, 10, 11, 12. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing, man? So recently, I've gotten that down quite a bit. I can check it right now live. Let's see what we got. I guess probably an hour and a half. Yeah, hour 40 minutes for the day. So it's 6:27. I'm going to bed here in 3 hours. So that's a huge win for me. And the type of work I do while during the week, there's a lot of downtime. And I try my best to stay off my phone as much as possible. I think it's a bad look. I think it makes you come off as lazy. And nobody gives a shit except me. You know, nobody cares. But I try to hold myself to a higher standard, and I try to learn I try to read more. I try to make something. I fuck with Excel and writing and shit while I'm at work when we have downtime, because I want to spend my time doing something that's going to make me better. And for me, scrolling social and shit like that's not going to make me better. So I try to opt out of that whole, I guess, type of behavior. So, and then again, of course, still like feel like an arrogant asshole, because in my mind, I'm like, these motherfuckers, man, could be learning, you know? And I'm really insecure about that, because I like to do hard shit. I like to grow. I like to learn. Other people think that's weird, and it's like, ooh, they don't like me, you know? So I'm insecure about it. Probably will be for a while, but being real raw and honest with you guys, so whatever. But yeah, going back to the social norm thing, there's just a lot of shit that we're told to do, and it's like, why, though? You know, nobody asks the questions. Nobody asks why. And from there, nobody asks, you know, who... Something I always think about is the news. It's written and directed by someone, a group of people, a team, whatever. They're suggesting that we cover certain topics at certain times. And why? Why those? Why not other ones? Why even have news in the first place, dude? There's a lot of shit that goes on. And it's like, do we really need to know this right now, you know? There's a lot of bullshit. Okay, I'm going way too political here, but just think about stuff like that. Like, why, you know? Why should we? Why should I? Why should you? How come? What's the reason? What benefit does that have? Is it good? And, yeah, I don't know. It's just, I should have balance in my life. Okay, why, though? I should only work one job. Working two, I might get burnt out. Okay, who's saying that? Were they burnt out when they had two jobs? Why were they burnt out? How come I've been doing it for X amount of months now, and I'm thriving? Like, I literally looked at a photo of a FedEx truck on my phone, got hyped because I get to go in tomorrow. You know, why? If I were to listen to this, if I were to follow these social norms, I wouldn't be in a position I am now. And that's a very huge eye-opener for me. Like, why should I save for retirement if I know that I'm going to be a millionaire? Oh, you don't know if you're going to be a millionaire. You never know if this... Well, I know I'm never going to quit. I know I'm never going to give up. I know I'm never going to, you know, bitch out and pussy out and say it's too hard. So, there's a Alex Ramosi says something. He says, to the extreme, you either quit or you die. Otherwise, you keep going. And I think I'm a big believer in extreme examples, because they paint the picture and they get the point across very effectively. So yeah, you either die or you quit. And those are the only two outcomes or reasons that you would fail or not reach the ultimate goal of your life. It's either you die or you quit. And putting it super simple like that, it's an eye opener. It's like, oh yeah, so if I just don't quit or if I just don't die, I'll make it. I'll be all right. So for somebody who desires that, for somebody who desires to work all the time, engaging in mainstream culture or pop culture, what I don't even know what the fuck this shit's called, or watching movies or learning about certain celebrities' lives or following this, or like, why do I need to give a fuck about that? Why do I need to be educated on movies? You know, there's a lot of things people are into and I don't know a goddamn thing about. It's like, why do I need to be? Why should I? Why is that what's expected? And kind of talking in circles at this point, but not the most organized, don't claim to be, but it is just about learning and growing with this whole show. So, you know, we're on episode 155, which is pretty crazy. Speaking of streaks, let's go see what we got going. So we got 155 episode today, 120 days in the ice plunge today, so that'll be 4 months in a row. Gallon of water, 54, track nutrition, 54, 225 grams of protein, 54, daily intake form, 41. So that's pretty sweet. So we're making a lot of progress. You could say that's my power list, but I don't see it as that. I just see the shit I need to get done. So, yeah, I don't know. So maybe the takeaway for this one is just question shit, man. Why? Why has it got to be do? Why do you got to do it this way? Why is it expected this way? Why do I have to save for this? Why do I have to invest in that? Why should I have this insurance? Or why should I buy this car? Why should I, you know? It's not even about like not trusting anybody. It's just ask yourself questions, man. Like, why this? Why that? How come it's not this way? I know a better way. Why don't we do it that way? People get uncomfortable when you ask questions. I think people get uncomfortable when you ask questions when they... I don't want to say don't know the answer. Well, a lot of people do. If they don't know the answer, they'll try to lie and figure something up so they remain credible in whatever light that you see them in. But me, dude, I don't give a fuck. If I don't know something, I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'd love to learn, though. Can you teach me? You know. But, yeah. I don't know what else to say. I don't know, man. Just question some shit. You never know what you could come up with on yourself if you just think about something and try to figure out the whys or the reason. You know, you could maybe even think of a better way to do something. Not even talking about methodically or, you know, career-wise. Just, you know, people say you should spend more time with your family. Why, though? Like, why? Or you should spend more time with your friends. Why? You know? You should find a partner that does this. Why, though? Like, why? You know, why? So, I don't know. We'll dive into an example. We'll see. We'll just test myself live, okay? So, you should spend more time with your friends. Well, okay, let's do this. I'm on ChatGPT right now. Tell me I should spend more time with my friends, and I'm going to argue against it, for lack of a better phrase. All right, spending excessive time with friends can divert your attention. What the fuck is going on? It's telling me why I shouldn't. Oh, it's because, hold on, start over. No, it's not. God damn, I'm going to start a whole new thing. Hold on. Tell me why I should hang with, why I should spend more time with friends. Okay, so ChatGPT says, so you should hang out more with friends. Okay, well, I say why, and so this guy says, which is ChatGPT, says, friends provide emotional support during both good times and bad. Having a strong support system can help you cope with stress, reduce feelings of loneliness, and improve your mental health. So there's a lot of that that's true, but that assumes that I need support, I need help, I need that therapy session, you know? I need help with stress. That assumes all of that. Okay, so, I think I'm fine there. I'm kind of doing good by myself. Other people piss me off. So, okay. So, no, I'm good. I'm good. It's fine. Give me another reason. So, it says, spending time with friends often leads to laughter and enjoyment, which can boost your mood, increase feelings of happiness, shared experiences, and positive interactions contribute to a sense of fulfillment and contentment. So, that's subjective. Fulfillment is subjective. I preach a lot about doing hard shit to get that self-fulfillment, but it's not that way for everybody, and it is what it is. It leads to laughter and enjoyment. That's true. I don't think that's false in any regard. Depends on who your friends are. Depends on what you're talking about. But, honestly, what I would say is I have a different sense of humor, and so I actually get annoyed when people, for example, send me memes or show me videos, because it's like, dude, it's not funny at all. I laugh at dumb shit. You laugh at probably poop and farts, because that's weird, but whatever. Yeah, teach their own. It's all good. Contribute to a sense of fulfillment and contentment. Increased feelings of happiness. Well, there's some truth to that. There's validity, for sure. But I find fulfillment and happiness in working and getting shit done, working towards my goals. So I can do that without friends. So stress relief, engaging in activities with friends can serve as a distraction from daily stressors and responsibilities. Having fun and connecting with others can help alleviate tension and promote relaxation. Not trying to relax, trying to work, don't need friends. Improved self-esteem. Positive interaction with friends can bolster your self-esteem and self-worth. Friends offer validation, encouragement, and affirmation, helping you feel valued and appreciated. So I've also talked about multiple times that getting any kind of feedback from virtually anybody that's not on a very identical path as you are is almost worthless, because they don't have the context. They probably don't have all the context at all, any, if any at all. They don't know the vision. They don't know what you're going through. They don't know what you see, how you experience things. They don't know what you value or what you prioritize, at least all of it. So as far as self-worth and self-esteem goes, I believe that should be found within yourself. And I think if you rely on anybody else to find that for you, that's just a big old mess and a trap waiting to happen. If you put the weight of your self-esteem based on other people's opinions or what they say, I think you're fucked. So next question. Enhanced social skills. Okay, 100% agree with this one. I don't even have to read it. Interacting with friends provides opportunities to practice communication, empathy, conflict resolution skills. These social interactions contribute to personal growth and development, improving your ability to navigate various social situations. So I don't disagree with any of this. This is 100% true. But I will say that you don't have to do that with friends. You can do that with strangers. And I think that comes with a lot more confidence to be able to walk up to a random person and be like, hey, I'm so-and-so. Nice shoes. You want to talk about spaghetti? You know, it takes a lot more confidence to do that shit as opposed to just talking about random shit with your buddy. But I do agree with that 100%. So they got me. So sense of belonging. Friends provide a sense of belonging and acceptance. Being part of a social group fosters connections and shared experiences, which can combat feelings of isolation and alienation. Well, I'm already at the isolation phase. Nobody likes to do what I like to do. And so it would help if I did have friends that did like to do those things. So that's 100% true. Belonging and acceptance. I'm not trying to be accepted. I'm not trying to belong. I'm trying to do my own thing and grow. And I'm trying to attract the people that want to be with me to do that. And if there's none that are attracted to me, I guess I got to do a better job. Next one. So we'll give him that one. Him as in ChatGPT. Health benefits. Research has shown that maintaining social strong connections associated with better physical health friendships and can boost your immune system, lower blood pressure, and decrease risk of chronic illnesses. I'm not a scientist. I don't know anything about that. I haven't heard anything about that. Sounds like some shit that a certain scientist designed the study so they could put it through the media and tell people to go out and be with people. I don't know. Conspiracy theorist here. Associated with better physical health outcomes. Well, I think that also pertains to the friends that you have. There's that old quote, and it's like, spend your time with 5 millionaires or 5 bums and you're bound to be the 6th, whichever one it is. So I guess it depends on who your friends are. And so I would say, yeah, you get that one. But also if your friends are shitty and lazy and fat fucks and all they do is drink and whatever, then you will not see those health outcomes. So anyway, shared outcomes. Spending time with friends allows you to engage in enjoyable activities together, whether it's exploring new hobbies. I thought this was not recording. I almost shit my pants. Today we're just putting traveling or something, hanging out. Shared experiences create lasting memories and strengthen bonds. So it depends on if you value memories and strengthening bonds, and depends on if you value that. I don't think I do. I think if I'm not working toward my goal in some aspect, most of the time, I think I just feel guilty, like I'm wasting my life away, because there's certain things that I value that other people don't, and that's life. That's fine. But I do think doing shit with other people that you both find interesting is valuable. You can network and collaborate. You can figure shit out together. I think that's powerful. So I'll give him that one. Different perspective. Friends offer diverse perspectives. And so there's two more. If you don't like this, click another episode. I don't give a shit. Friends offer diverse perspectives and viewpoints, which can broaden your horizon and challenge your assumptions. Okay, this one right here. This is the whole fucking theme of this episode right here. Friends offer diverse perspectives and viewpoints, which can broaden your horizons and challenge your assumptions. Engaging meaningful conversations with friends can expand your understanding of the world and help you see things from different angles. 1,100,000,000,000% agree. Which is exactly what I'm doing to myself right now. Playing devil's advocate. I mean, this question right here is this whole show. Question yourself, question shit, question why things are the way they are. Even go against it. You know, if you're a Trump supporter, why are you a Trump supporter? He does some stupid shit, right? Why are you still a fan? Yeah, question shit, you know, even if, I don't care. I don't give a fuck, but just go back and forth with yourself. Like, you like broccoli? Why do you like broccoli? Broccoli's been shown to this and that. Why do you still like it? Well, I don't know. I just, you know, just fuck, bro. Think critically. Even if you can't come up with an answer, it's the fact that you ask the question means you're aware enough to know that something's going on. Maybe you really don't like it. Or maybe you don't know the information to defend it. Like, why do you like it? Fuck. Studies have shown that individuals with strong social connections tend to live longer, healthier lives. Investing in friendships and maintaining close relationships can contribute to a higher quality of life and overall longevity. I guess it depends on who your friends are. But I'd rather find good friends that share the same values as me than people who we have nothing in common with. So I guess I'll give that to him. It just depends on who your friends are. So yeah, going back to what I said earlier, you should spend more time with your friends. Why? You know, and here's some reasons why. And she's like, okay, well, that's a good reason. But here's this for me. And maybe this is 100% true for somebody listening. Maybe none of these are true for somebody listening. depends on where your values lie, what you find valuable in friendship or networking or relationships, whatever, and going from there. So I guess the moral of the story is, think for yourself. Don't let other people tell you what's going on or why you should or shouldn't do things. Question that for yourself. You know, come to your own conclusions based on the evidence that you have. If you're wrong, then you're wrong. Who gives a fuck? You're learning, you know? If you're the only person in a room of 100 that says a different answer, would you rather... Okay, imagine this. Imagine you're in a room with 100 people and the instructor says, what do you guys think? Is it answer A or answer B? 99 people say A, but you say B in your head. But you don't want to be, you don't want to stand out and be a weirdo, so you say A. But then the teacher says, it's actually B. The amount of the weight that would come down on you is like, fuck, I should have said B. All these dumb motherfuckers, I knew the whole time, you know? Imagine you actually do say B. And the teacher looks at you like, what the fuck? You're the only person who said B. And then everyone else is like, what the hell? No, are you kidding me? What a dumbass. And the instructor says, oh, it actually is B. And you're going to be like, huh. Yeah, y'all are fucking dumb. That's some groupthink sheep talk right there. You know, sheep talk, I don't even know. But, yeah. Moral of the story, think about shit for yourself, man. That's all for that. Quick update and everything else, though. So as far as the supplement thing goes, I haven't reached out to the manufacturer to get a third sample going. I've just been downing the current one that I have now. I like it, but I don't know if I really like the flavor that much. It's kind of grown on me, and I think I want to try something different. So I got plenty of time, so it needs some more money. But yes, I think I'm going to roll with a different flavor. I want to keep it natural. I would like to keep it natural. Natural flavor, I should say, and color. Fuck the color. Color doesn't matter. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Let's see. That's that. Money's going good. Working my ass off. Saving a lot. Everything. Every penny that I get goes. When I get paid, I put, I think, like $1,500 every check. Every full-time job check. About $1,500. Fuck. About $1,500 because I get paid FedEx the same day. So I put about $1,500 into bills and getting out of debt. And then I get paid the next week with FedEx only. So it's about $500. And then I put that into, a lot of that goes to, you know, what I got going on personally, but then the rest goes to bills and whatever. Then the next check, it's a full-time job check and FedEx, so it's cool. So money's coming in, which is great, but it's all going out the window to debt and shit that I use. So firm believer in if you take out a loan, pay that shit back. So anyway, that's that. It's a quick little stance. What else is going on? Yeah, all my streaks are good. Feeling good. I'm mentally exhausted. I just have such a low social battery. And I find myself getting so irritated with certain interactions. I don't know. This is what I'm saying. Call me an arrogant fuck. But it's like, it's not mentally stimulating sometimes to talk with certain people. And so I feel dumb. I don't think I'm smart as shit. I don't think I'm more superior than other people. I just like to talk about shit that matters, you know? Let's take all that back. I like to talk about shit that I'm interested in. It's hard for me to try to give a fuck about the things that other people are interested in. Especially if I don't know anything about it. I mean, it's easy to bullshit about weather. I don't want to talk about weather, but I know about it enough to know, you know, I know what the sun is. I know what clouds are. I know what rain is. So we can talk about it. Doesn't mean I want to talk about weather, but for example, people might talk about football or cars, or powerlifting, or, I don't know, maintenance, or airplane. I don't know shit about that stuff. Let's talk about ice baths and reading and getting better. You know? How fucking nerdy is that, though, huh? That's okay, because we're embracing it. We're trying to get better. So, the people who agree with everything that I just said right then and there, just barely, you're my people. So, let's connect and build something. That's, yeah, that's that. So, anyway, I'm just rambling at this point. So, 3 minutes long for this episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll chat with you guys later. See you later. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as a daily reminder, this podcast does not focus on sound, quality, or professionalism as much as it does just getting a message out, sharing the wins and losses of the day, and just documenting the day-to-day through it all. So if you want to keep up with me, it would be awesome if you could give the show a follow on the platform you're listening on, as well as a rating or review. Support this early on goes such a long way. So thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.